Wall Street Shuffle.
I got nothing.
I'm sorry, that was my bad. I tripped over myself there in the
controller. That's it? That's our intro?
Yeah. Well, sorry, I started the music and then there's a whole lot of buttons in here. It was my mistake. My party fell for the be flogged.
And we're supposed to be flawless this week, and that's it.
And it was so good yesterday. We had a great show yesterday.
That was the temporary board operator we had in here. Don't worry about that. For all of you folks listening out there, it had nothing to do with the Wall Street Shuffle show. Okay. Nice transition. Good to have you guys back. 877-326-3255 is our number. We have the Mogambo Guru on with us right now, Richard Doughty. And Richard's been on with us many, many times. He's been my friend. He's been a hero to me and helped me make a lot of money. And normally we haven't had to make a lot of decisions in the last 10 or 11 years, Mogambo. But, you know, today it felt I got to admit to you, brother, it felt a little creepy with gold at around 1478. I actually talked to Danny about coming up with maybe some hedges for gold because it went up so quickly from 14 to 1478. But I'm hoping you're going to tell me that I just shouldn't worry about a damn thing.
That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. You can read my mind from all the way over there.
10 years, friend. Ten years.
oh, ye of little faith is the phrase that came to my mind. How can you doubt it? I mean, I'm surprised that you would have even a momentary thought that perhaps in the wildest dream in a parallel universe.
Well, here's why I bring it up, Mogambo, is that I am virtually 100%, but not completely, 100% convinced that the Federal Reserve has no option but to go out and bring in either extend QE2 or come up with a QE3. But on the off chance that these maroons are going to try to head fake the marketplace and bail out of purchasing treasuries for a while, they could upset the market on a rather permanent basis. And if you had a lot of things going down in value at the same time and the Fed wasn't continuing to pump money in, it might have a negative effect on gold in the short term. What do you think of that?
I think the idea of the Fed not creating enough money to buy all the government debt that the government needs, is ridiculous. They have no choice. Bonds would drop to zero value.
Almost instantly.
Interest rates would jump to unbelievable levels instantly.
Yeah.
Without that kind of, who's going to buy the stuff?
Well, you've
got to be bidding higher and higher and higher prices to make somebody buy that crap.
Well, you and I are in violent agreement on this. But you've got the Fed, you've got the talking heads in New York, you've got the talking heads in Washington. Everybody's saying, well, the Fed's is thinking about pulling out of QE3 early. They've only got $50 or $60 billion left to spend. How early can they pull out? And you saw how bad the markets reacted when they were 3 hours late to the last auction. The market went down 300 points.
Sure, but there'll never be a time when the Fed is not creating money to buy government debt. From now till bonds go to zero value and the dollar goes to zero value.
And you know that's really, folks, that is very prophetic on Mogambo's part. He's giving you something that you can trade on. Once you start to monetize the debt and devalue the currency, once you find out how easy it is just to print more money to pay your bills, there's no sense of urgency in Congress to fix the underlying fiscal problems that are making the monetary solutions impossible. Therefore, once you start doing it, you just never stop until you're done.
That's exactly right. Until you're done. What a nice way of putting it, Dan. You're done. Game over, player one.
That's exactly right.
I mean, the horror of what's going to happen because of this economic collapse caused by this gigantic creation of money causing inflation. It's going to look at inflation already. There are riots in the streets in many places about food and energy costs. This is just starting.
I tell you what's really heartening for me, Mogambo. I know that you've been doing your column for a long time. This has been a core belief of yours for a long time. This isn't just something you stepped into a couple of years ago as a cool gig talking about gold. Same way with us on the show. We're very heartened based upon the calls and the letters and the emails that we're getting that people are saying, I finally get it. I get it. I finally get it. Now, what the hell do I do about it? Well, you go out and you buy gold, and you go out and you buy silver, and you find other ways to get a hold of commodities and something tangible, because there's not a damn thing the Federal Reserve is going to do to firm up our dollar.
firming up the dollar against other currencies, yes, it's possible they'll just seesaw back and forth, but it's like all the leaves of the trees are falling to the ground, but some are falling faster than another for a while, and then another one falls faster for a while, but they're all about equal.
Well, you know, Danny came up with a great line a couple of years ago. Nobody more surprised than me. But Danny came out and and what he said was that all currencies are in a race to zero. This is before that phrase became very popular. Danny had it 3 years ago, and he's right. Every currency is running to zero.
That's exactly right. He's very very witty of him to come up with a nice phrase like that.
He was. He was on top of his game. I wish we had the old Danny back every now and then. Just kidding, big fella. All right, so I looked at John Williams' column today, and I've never seen John use your kind of language. And he is now using things like it's over, it's done. The federal government they offer no hope of current political powers being able to save the federal government from its long-term insolvency. Offer no hope. I don't even hear you use the phrase no hope.
Sure I do. I say it all the time. There is no hope. The last 4,500 years of history is the story of one stupid government after another doing this very same thing, and they all did everything they could think of. Everything they could think of, including going to war with somebody next door and stealing all our stuff.
Yep.
And they never, not one of them ever succeeded in preventing the currency collapse. Not one. So, yeah, there's no hope. That's what I said. There's no hope. Not one in 4,500 years? Jeez Louise, it just, it staggers me. Anyone would think it's even possible.
Is there ever a bad time? Danny asked me this today, and a caller and an investor asked us this today. Is there ever a bad time in the times we're in right now to buy gold? Do we worry about whether gold's at 1410, 1480, 15? Do we really worry about the right entry point for gold and silver right now?
No, the only thing you have to worry about is the investing strategy you're going to use. If you're going to use dollar cost averaging, no, every day is a good day to put a little money into the market. But if you're going to go all in at one time, man, that's a gambling game, and I don't get into that stuff, Dan. Dollar cost averaging is the only way to go. The statistics work out so beautifully; they kill every other investing scheme you can come up with.
How does oil fit into your picture these days? You were a oil, silver, and gold guy. Where's oil in your picture?
Oh, I'm still very bullish on oil. People have to have this stuff. They can get along without gold if they're willing to put up with all kinds of inflation on a fiat currency, but they can't get along without oil and food.
Particularly oil. So
if we're
back to the $10,000, if you could put your $10,000 right now between oil, gold, and silver, would be all silver still, correct?
All silver still. That's right, Dan.
Okay, now if I throw soft commodities into that, does that change the mix at all?
Well, the problem is you can't own soft commodities at such a cheap rate as you can by buying a metal and holding it in your hand. You've got to pay commissions. You've got to pay fees. You've got to pay brokerage fees. You've got to have all kinds of stuff. People are going to be nicking you, nickel and diming you every time you're going to trade up in the commodities market, because that's the only way you can get in to own soft commodities and through the commodity market, the futures market.
I know you're a prudent guy, and I've never asked you this question. Have you stocked your bunker yet with supplies of food? And I mean this as a serious question. I've never asked you that.
Well, no, I haven't, but I've been thinking heavily about it.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm a big believer in free enterprise, and I know that if something bad happens, there's going to be lots of guys who are going to do lots of things to make sure that I get all the food I want. Like when I can give them the money to pour the food and a big tip for bringing it to me. That's the way free enterprise works. People don't starve to death because of a currency collapse. No, things spontaneously organize themselves. And there's going to be guys with pickup trucks running to wherever it is, to the ports that have the food, loading up the back of their truck with food and driving it here and charging me astronomical rates for a cucumber. That's how it works.
Danny, go ahead. Go ahead, jump in.
Well, no, I was. It was times past. I just said it, as long as you got the. You were talking about the food. I said as long as he's got the silver to pay for it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. As long as you got the money, and that's exactly what I'm all about. It takes money to make the world go around.
He'll have enough silver to buy the food.
Buying silver is a thing to do.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I'm with Magombo on this one because I'm gonna have a hard time sticking a sheep up my behind to carry the value across the Mexican border.
You go out right now, wave an ounce of gold around, say, hey. Who's going to bring me a sheep? Well, I'll tell you before you go to bed, that lawn is going to be filled with sheep.
A clean one, preferably. Sorry, I'll get back in the game. All right, Matt. What are you? Are you? We got time for one more question. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? That things are accelerating at a much, much, much faster pace. And then when we start talking about Q2 and Q3 of 2011, these are really the defining quarters, I think, for this country's future. The next 2 months in this quarter and 3 months in the next quarter. I think these are our key positions. What do you think?
I don't know. What was the question? Is this the key quarter?
A key time that the next 2 months in Q2.
Oh no, it's going to be a key quarter for every quarter for the rest of your life, son. The government is going to do something. They're not going to let this thing just collapse around us. They're going to do something. If it takes QE25, that's what they'll do. Don't you worry about a thing.
When do you think they'll announce QE3?
Oh, they won't. They'll do something. Call it something else. Something will need bailing out. Some kind of tarp. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they call it QE3 because that's too easy to make fun of.
So, in other words, will they start this process before they run out of money in QE2? So it's a nice, steady, continuous flow because people are going to get really nervous when they buy their last round of $70 billion.
But it's not going to get to that point. No, don't you worry about a thing. They can't possibly hope to gain anything by collapsing the economy by just being pissy about everything. It's just not the way the world works, son. They're going to do something. At the last minute, I mean, at 0 hour, something will be done if it takes. That's what it takes.
My good friend, the Magombo Guru, every day, every week here, Tuesday afternoons, we talk to him. You can find him out on thedailyreckoning.com. It's a great free website. Magombo's out there, I think, almost every day. My good friend, I tell you, times are interesting, and I have to tell you that I'm not as nervous about this economy as most everybody else should be because I don't know how better to position myself, especially with you as my guiding light, than I have. I don't know how better to do it than I've done it.
There is no way to do it better than you've done it, Dan. Congratulations. I am proud of you.
It's a father-son moment for us.
If I could pat you on the head, I would, son.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I'll see you again next week. Have a great week, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye, brother. We're going to be right back with our good friends from Dillon Gage. Please don't go anywhere.